You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. If you've ever gone to your favorite YouTube channel and thought, you know, I'd watch this for an hour and a half, you're in luck. Because this weekend, the movie Natural Born Pranksters is out in theaters, and it stars three of YouTube's biggest stars. As strange as that sentence might have actually sounded a few years ago. Not anymore. Marketplace's entertainment correspondent Adrian Hill is here to tell us about why YouTube stars are crossing over to the big screen. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Lizzie.
So what is the deal here? Is this just like a 90-minute long YouTube video?
I haven't seen the movie before. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's called Natural Born Pranksters. It's out this weekend. It stars these three YouTube celebrities who are known for being pranksters. And it looks like, based on the trailer, this is just like three guys given a huge budget to pull whatever outrageous pranks they want. So
why?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a plot there beyond that.
Why does Lionsgate, they're the company behind this, why do they think that three YouTube stars can fill a theater?
Right. I mean, so many of these YouTube channels and stars reach huge audiences, some bigger than those of TV shows or even movies. I mean, the three stars of Natural Born Pranksters have a combined audience of 25 million YouTube subscribers.
Wow.
The trailer to the movie I was watching today, it's been viewed nearly 2 million times. And it's not just Lionsgate trying to capitalize on the built-in audience of these YouTube stars. I mean, one of my favorite shows on TV, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, stars Rachel Bloom, girl crush, who started on YouTube. Freddie Wong has a show now on Hulu. Miranda Sings is going to have a Netflix show. There's a Viner named King Bach. He's landed regular roles on television. But so it's happening that more and more of these YouTube stars are getting plucked out or choosing to go to more traditional media outlets.
I love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm a big fan of the musical numbers, as you know. But, I mean, this is sort of a risky proposition. It's not like success is guaranteed.
Absolutely not at all. This is all still a work in progress for both the media companies and for the YouTube stars themselves. I mean, I don't know if you ever heard of Grace Helbig. She had a show
She talked to Kai, yeah.
Yes, she had a show on E! And it just wasn't able to attract her online fans to that show. I spoke with a professor at USC named Jitender Sadev, and he explained why this is so tricky, especially for these YouTube stars trying to move over to traditional media.
You know, when YouTube stars are doing their own thing on YouTube, they come across as being a lot more authentic and they connect a lot more with audiences because everything is aligned. It's all coming from one place and it's coming from a place of conviction and sincerity.
So, I mean, I understand that if you look at, say, Rachel Bloom's videos on YouTube, they are, shall we say, nowhere near as safe as some of the numbers that are featured on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which are pretty out there for
television.
For television.
Yeah.
But again, they're not quite YouTube. So, I mean, it sounds like he's saying people can lose their authenticity when they do this. And that's the thing that made them somewhat beloved.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. On YouTube, these stars are in charge of everything. They're the writers, they're the directors, they're the producers, they're the ones calling the shots. They're entrepreneurs who really build their own brand this way without necessarily help from other places. And so when you move them over to traditional media in some ways, you're asking them to be a vessel for maybe a script that's already been written or somebody else's vision. And that translation doesn't always work. And again, that authenticity piece that's so appealing to their audience can be lost if they're not careful.
So how does a studio deal with that issue of inauthenticity, I guess?
Well, I think one strategy we're seeing is that studios are giving more creative control over to these YouTube creators themselves. They're letting them have more say in the process than maybe a traditional actor or actress might have. Freddie Wong is an interesting example. I spoke to him back in July when he was making the move from YouTube to Hulu. He said he wasn't that worried about it because he and his team still were in control.
At the end of the day, we still make the things that we make. And we found that like the best strategy in this very fluid marketplace is not to be tied in to any given platform, but to be able to make good content. And good content will be able to live almost anywhere.
And I think that's the hope, is that you let these stars be who they are. They be the people that their audience has come to love, and the audience maybe will follow them there. But if you try to reshape them or put words into their mouth that aren't necessarily their words, their audience might be turned off. But again, it's all a work in progress. People are trying to figure out how to really tap into this stardom.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill, our entertainment correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks, Lizzie.